This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Way up high. Way up high.
You got to understand, my ladies and gentlemen, that if you control the children, you control the future.
Out in the back seat of my
and the evil anti-human agenda to destroy innocence and destroy our children by George Soros and others must be stopped. Millie Weaver, I don't sit there and see some new horrible thing the left has done and go, oh, great, this I can really talk about this and make them look bad. I mean, I was like that 20 years ago about Republicans and Democrats, but I didn't realize the proliferation of evil and how many cold-blooded marketers they've got on board. I mean, I've had some meetings with good marketers, some of the top people in the country. Had one yesterday with somebody that very famous, well-known in marketing, you know, up there at the top. And then I've had other meetings off record with people. And psychological warfare on our children. And trying to get parents out of the way, everybody else out of the way to do this, it gets me at another level where I'm just going to tell the establishment, I'm not going to put up with your crap. And I'm not afraid of you, and I'm coming for you. And we're going to do this peacefully and politically. But everybody needs to understand that when I go to Congress, all I see is leftist and globalist. I don't see all the good old boys with their F-150s that are ready to fight the UN. The UN's in the schools teaching five-year-olds how to shove footlongs in them. And I'm sorry to talk like that. That's what they're doing. So everybody needs to get up off their ass and do something. And that means me included. Get it off the screen. Don't show it to me. I'm serious. Take it off. Take it off. I'm at the crew. Millie, you're a mother. I mean, how do you and your husband, Gavin, how do you guys handle this too? Because I know what you're talking about. It's like the children's programs, and Disney's been caught with all the subliminal sex stuff all over it, and the stuff there in the left and these people, these are freaks, man.
It's everywhere. It's on Netflix. It's on YouTube. It's on all of these mainstream video platforms. Meanwhile, like I said, conservatives are being banned, but they'll allow sexualized graphic content to be displayed before children, really. And, you know, that reminds me of a recent article here where Netflix actually recently banned a political satire episode because Saudi Arabia was upset about the episode. You know, that just goes to show that these markets they're trying to appeal to are more important than actual free speech and, you know, censoring the right kind of content because you don't want sexualized content for children, but at the same time, we should value political satire.
Well, it's obscene. You don't put on TV people eating crap.
No, you don't put that. So, essentially, Netflix has chosen global markets like China, Saudi Arabia over free speech. Now, what's interesting here is this show, which was called Patriot Act, which was a political satire show on Netflix, it upset the Saudi Arabian government. Saudi Arabian government complains to Netflix. Netflix removes the episode.
What I'm saying,
that just goes to show
the
our
only
content
thing outlawed
is becoming curated.
Is standing up for women. The only thing outlawed is men being strong. The American Psychological Association said this week, masculinity in its classic form is evil and a mental illness. Yes, men standing up against pedophiles is evil to pedophiles. And then Netflix has all these shows about sex with little kids and how great it is. And where they interview real little girls that have been raped and how much they enjoyed it or whatever. And then, I mean, I can't handle it anymore. It's the most insane crap. Billy, I want to continue talking to you, but we have Cassandra Fairbanks joining us. So I'm going to talk to her a few segments, and I want to bring you back and get on the border with you. If you can do it, if not, I understand. We'll be right back. Pray for these children, folks. Get on your knees to God and just say, I don't know what to do, God, but use me as a vessel. Somehow stop this.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
There's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really just is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I've known of Cassandra Fairbanks' work for about 3 years. I've had a chance to meet with her and have her do a great job covering our confrontation with the tech heads at some of the congressional meetings where they lie through their teeth in spectacular ways. And, you know, she did real journalistic work. Mainstream media won't talk to Julian Assange anymore. He's basically been told if he does interviews, he will be thrown out of the embassy he's been staying in for, 6 years. And one of the main areas Trump has been failing him is that he's not signaled that he's not going to be prosecuted. And just like the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg, the guy's a hero and he sure as hell isn't a Russian agent. But they keep the canard going, he's a Russian agent with no evidence, to then say anybody he talked to is a Russian agent, except he talked to everybody from CNN to MSNBC and never talked to Roger Stone or me. So it's like back when he was the darling going after Bush, it was all fine. But then over the Obama years, that changed to the point of he's, you know, the worst guy in the world. So Cassandra Fairbanks went over to England for thegatewaypundit.com and the amazing work they do. And it's been, linked on drudgereport.com, all the place. Exclusive, Julian Assange's living conditions deteriorate, more akin to Stasi-era dissident than an award-winning publisher with asylum. And now, so there's a new president in Ecuador. It looks like more and more he's going to be sent out of there. Now, we've seen some of Trump's high-level people say Assange is good and argue in court that he hasn't committed any crimes and should be let go. So we're seeing mixed signals from Trump. But we know Trump says pull out of Afghanistan and a place like Syria. Doesn't happen. We see him say declassify that document. Doesn't happen. We see he says build a wall, even though he has the emergency fund. It doesn't happen. So I'm not even blaming Trump. I'm blaming the fact that both the neocon and Democrat government working together, those two coalitions against Trump are blocking him. And that's why I've been saying every day for months, well, really years, and now we've got Pat Buchanan saying it. Memo to Trump, declare an emergency. Read the article on Infowars.com. So she joins us to get into that meeting, to get into the article. Cassandra, thanks for coming on, and good to see you again.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, I mean, the idea to go there, how he was, what it was like, I mean, to me, I think the guy's a hero.
No, me too. Of course, I'm a huge fan of his. I have been covering WikiLeaks for a very long time now. And it was pretty shocking this last visit. I mean, I visited him last year, but things were a lot more normal then. This past visit on Monday, it was alarming. The security cameras are everywhere. You can't speak anywhere at all. And it's being done at the behest of the U.S. government. So I'm a little bit disappointed in Trump that he hasn't, stood by the people who have stood by him. Or helped him, rather.
Yeah, it's Trump that famously said about 6 months before the election, I don't know who got these emails. It's Hillary, the one that had them illegal. So whoever's got them, release them. And he said, WikiLeaks has done a great job. But again, that's how the whole deep state has turned that around. So that's a real black mark on the Trumpster.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll do something. I realize that, he's kind of surrounded by deep state people. But, Julian Assange has been fighting against the deep state his entire career for the past, over 10 years now. He's fighting the same people that Trump campaigned against. And so by allowing this to continue, and I mean, the treatment that he's receiving right now, it's worse than being in a federal prison. Allowing this to continue is a huge stain on the freedom of press and the freedom of speech and the right to publish.
He's basically in the Tower of London. He's been there 6+ years. Describe the conditions for people and how he's holding up, because I'm told he doesn't even get a computer most of the time. He can't do digital interviews. As you said, there's surveillance cameras in the tiny dripping closet he basically lives in. Describe that for us.
So when I arrived there, this time it was very different. Last time that I went, I just organized it with him and his lawyer and showed up, and that was it. It was great. It was fine. And that was about 3 days before his isolation began back last March. So this time when I went, I had to jump through all kinds of hoops. I had to get a letter from the ambassador clearing me. I had to give up my social media accounts. I had to provide the address of the Gateway Pundit, information about my job. If I wanted to bring my phone in, I would have had to provide the EMEI code, the serial number, the phone number, all this information about my phone, which I wasn't willing to do. But so immediately there was a completely different vibe than there used to be. But when I arrived, I went through the usual stuff. It's like a TSA kind of pat down, which, to be fair, is, probably necessary. Julian has a lot of enemies. But when I got inside, they led me into the conference room, which is where we originally met up the first time. But this time, we were stuck there. So in the middle, there's big microphones, and there's cameras pointing in every direction. There's not any place that you could speak in there without it being recorded. We know that the spy agencies have been doing reports on even things like his general mood every day. So he's basically inside of a real-life Truman Show. And we attempted to go into another room to get a little bit of privacy because the noise machine wasn't working. And they came and knocked on the door immediately, and they were like, no, you have to go back into this room. That's basically a fishbowl for every spy agency.
So the fishbowl with all these cameras pointing out everywhere. You tried to duck into a little side corridor because the white noise machine was probably broken by somebody on purpose. So he has no privacy, and then they came and started banging on the door.
Yeah, and so we ended up having to go back into the room, and we took a little radio to try and, play some white noise and drown out our voices, but it was so bad that we just ended up writing notes back and forth on a notebook. I mean,
sure, well, just to be clear, you were going to come publish this, or was the mission different? Because I was like, hey, what are other angles of the story versus his condition? Just because that's what I always am going to ask. You're like, well, I don't want to get into what he talked about, so I mean, I would think what's going with him, he'd want the world to know, right? Because it seems like they're trying to silence him. What he once said needs to be heard, or did he tell you stuff that's off record?
Well, this is the problem. He faces potentially losing his asylum if he comments on anything political, if he comments on his asylum. It doesn't really leave much for him to talk about. And he not only
does
he not
talk. They don't want someone like you going in and getting given breadcrumbs to the Easter eggs of things that he could use as leverage for them to treat him better.
Right. Well, yeah. But they're looking for reasons to kick him out. And so anything that he could tell me that would be interesting to the media, that would be used against him to try and boot him out of the embassy.
Oh, I get it now. I'm kind of dense here. You probably should make that the whole point of your article. He's not allowed any speech, and so you can only report on his conditions. Now I understand. I'm a little dense, but Cassandra, now I get it.
But yeah, see, so this is the problem. Not only can he not speak about his conditions and his, you know, his views on politics or general thoughts, but he also can't even discuss that stuff with his friends privately.
So you're right. He has less rights than somebody in a supermax prison. Wow. Inside Julian Assange's imprisonment in the High Tower, straight ahead.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A man in the Tower of London. A man who's gone from sanctuary to purgatory, Julian Assange, recently said, this generation being born now is the last free generation. You are born, and either immediately or within, say, a year, you are known globally. Your identity is one form of another coming as a result of the idiotic parents plastering your name and photos all over Facebook as a result of insurance applications or passport applications. He's known to all major world powers. He's a hero. He exposed bipartisan crimes by our government and others. He was the Ecuadorian embassy for many years and was able to speak out instead of being thrown into prison. But now there's a new Ecuadorian president. And now they've turned into a supermax where he's surveilled all the time and isn't allowed to talk about politics or his own defense. Because they told him he'll be removed from the Ecuadorian embassy if he does. But see, that's the trick. He would have other things afforded to him if he went ahead and just came to the U.S. He'd be a superstar even in prison. And I think they've maneuvered him now into this ultimate prison while they leave him there when he really knows all the big secrets of what's been going on. But a rare window with Gateway Pundit reporter Cassandra Fairbanks, her articles at gatewaypundit.com, Julian Assange, living conditions deteriorate, more akin to Stasi-era dissident than an award-winning publisher with asylum. And I asked her, I said, why is your article just about how horrible the conditions are? And she just said, because I can't write about it or say anything. Nothing about anything he ever did, politics, that he's innocent, that he's not a Russian agent, none of that, or they're threatening to, I guess, throw him in the river or something. Wow, Cassandra, this is beyond Kafkaesque. This is just incredible.
Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, of course he told me interesting things while we were passing notes, but if I report any of it, it's going to put him in danger. And that's the thing that sucks. Anybody has the right to defend themselves. Like, even people who are on death row for murder can speak to a reporter, defend themselves, make the case for why they should be free, even if they're guilty as hell. Julian Assange can't do that. And all he did was publish factual information that our government didn't want people to know. It's really a sad case.
Well, I want to be clear. He's been very judicious about what WikiLeaks has released. And he never released stuff to hurt the U.S. or any other country or people. He released things that showed Hillary lied about Benghazi, that she was getting sellouts to the Chinese and the Russians, that they were engaged in all sorts of illegal activity. The guy's a hero, way better than Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. We have court rulings and laws on this. We have Supreme Court rulings. So, man, this is just disgusting.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I mean, John Pilger visited him on New Year's Eve. He was forced to leave by 6 o'clock. He couldn't stay and celebrate the New Year or anything, so Julian ended up celebrating alone. But what John said after he left was, it's just alarming to me that he could be any newspaper editor or publisher, and we would not allow for this to happen. I mean, if he was anyone else in the world, which every newspaper relies on scoops and secrets, there would be an international outcry. Every, you know, freedom group and press reporter freedom organization would be up in arms. They would be losing their minds. But because Julian has been so effective and has released things that perhaps people who are more partisan didn't want released, everybody's just leaving him hanging out to dry. And he can't defend himself, and so we need to defend him on his behalf. I mean, I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're making absolutely. Please, no. You're making incredibly important points, Cassandra. And I can see you're shocked too, because you know you're a smart and tough lady, and I can see that you're shaken from your normal demeanor. And believe me, I'm shaken too, because here's the deal. I'm not liking myself as Julian Assange, but I'm going down the same conveyor belt over the edge of a cliff. They've announced that these multinational groups run by neocons, hardcore leftists, Southern Poverty Law Center, are starting in a couple months, are going to have break into everybody's phones. They've got agreements with Microsoft, Google, Apple, all of them, all smartphones, and they're going to watch what you watch and report on you back, just like the Chinese credit score, and put on your phone messages saying this is disinfo, and they're going to read your text messages. Basically, they're being given the code key, just like Apple did with China 8 months ago, and it's sold like, oh, it's Internet Shield. It's a thing to stop fake news. It's way beyond just putting, you know, when you go to YouTube or Facebook and, you know, they say Trump's lying, and so you see Snopes or the Democratic Party, you have comments that pop up under it or cover it up. That's only phase one to get you used to it. The average person won't know now everywhere on their phone. It won't be on the website serving it to them. It's into their phone putting it over. They're literally, it's so, deep state is announcing plan to hijack all phones and computers, watch what you say and do, and then put disinfo links over what you can read, and you know that's just phase one. Then they're not gonna let you go to the sites next. I mean, it's so insane. Alex Jones can't even believe it.
Yeah, that's shocking and really scary. I mean, Gateway Pundit's going through this right now. Google News refuses to put us into their news search results, called fake news. And meanwhile, people who are aggregating my story about Julian are in Google News, but my actual, like, firsthand report is not. The fact that they can decide what we can and cannot read it's very scary. And these are the kind of things that Julian has been fighting against for his entire career. I think that's a big part of, you know, why he's locked away right now. He's been fighting the good fight.
Were you able to see, because I've read that his, where he stays is now more like a closet, or were you just in this antechamber, or were you able to see where he lives?
I was mostly in the conference room. I went into the kitchen and had a cup of coffee, and I, you know, used the restroom and went into another office, which they promptly kicked me out of. But I didn't see his sleeping area, no.
Other key points you'd like to make, being one of the only journalists that has the nerve even to talk to Assange. As you said, most are scared to talk to him now.
Yeah. I mean, he looked good as can be. And I think that that's because he knows that what he's doing is so important that he's not letting them break him. I think that any other person who is in his situation right now would have broken a long time ago. I'm sure I would have. But he's fighting, and he's strong, and he's sharp as ever. He's smart as ever. He's not letting them win, and I think that's really great, even though he's effectively been silenced.
Well, he's also a famous ladies' man with a lot of ladies visiting him. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you were there to visit him because you're a little sweet on him or anything, but there are a lot of conjugal visits, I'm told, over to him. So have they cut those off for Assange?
I have a boyfriend, and he was waiting for me outside with my phone.
Oh, I wasn't saying you could come. I was saying.
Julian actually signed a book for him.
That's nice.
And wrote that he needed to take care of me. So it wasn't that kind of visit. But I don't think it would be possible for him to have, like, a date or a woman over because of
sure, that's my point, is that even people in hardcore prison get conjugal visits.
Right.
So my joke had a point. Not that you would really be doing that or anything.
No, I know.
Besides, I'm not gay, but, you know, Julian Assange is such a hero. I'm joking. I'll give him a conjugal visit. That's a joke, folks. Not being serious. Let's do another segment. Have some fun here, Cassandra Fairbanks. I'm Alex Jones from thegatewaypundit.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, in the last few weeks, I've talked to some of the top people, and I mean the top people in television, top people in the nationalist movement, top people in advertising, people that, you know, are talking daily to all the top folks. And we went over the analysis just yesterday, I'm not going to name any names, of the globalist takeover plan of the media, and all these folks I talked to are concurring, and that's what they're hearing as well. So let me explain something. If you think you've seen internet censorship so far, and when Matt Drudge came here almost 3 years ago, seems like yesterday, and warned of it all and it was proven right, baby, it's about to hit. But I got to tell you, I knew a lot of this, and I was a trailblazer on it. But when I got up this morning and saw new comments by the official groups, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, these other neocon groups I've got in here, the articles on InfoWars.com, that all of our phones are going to have basically private and governmental intelligence agency spooks, university professors, Antifa, like, you know, Franklin Graham taken down by an Antifa member who's a fact checker at Facebook. I mean, they're such wimps how they have to be given this overwhelming technology. They're allowed to break on our phones. I'll never forget YouTube was giving Oliver Darcy access to my personal corporate account with them so they knew who my sponsors were and how much I was being paid so they could harass them. That's racketeering. But it was done under the Countering Disinformation Foreign Propaganda Act of 1997 that Obama funded. You see, they fund the defense authorization for the next year, where I was listed as a Russian agent with no proof. And then they had congressional hearings and members of Congress in the Armed Services Committee of the House and the Intelligence Committee of the Senate are like, when is the Russian operative Jones going to be taken off? We're working on it. We're working. And I was taken down. No judge, no jury, no face your accuser. And now, oh yeah, I forgot they named Drudge as Russian too. Oh my God, I even forgot that article. Print that for me. That's funny. I can't even watch all these congressional hearings. But you guys found the one senator saying we've gotten rid of Jones, but we want thousands more. And the reason I raise that is I've got the entire videos and press releases. I could do the whole show on the CIA, and this means the Obama people they put in, because, see, once an agency group gets funded, it's like a university getting funded if it's state-run. Trump doesn't run this stuff unless he declares an emergency. God, he ought to send the Marines in. Seriously, this is the threat and danger here. Oh, man, I tell you, it's incredible. They declared the emergency before Trump got in, and they have, quote, a green light by middle of 2019. They're going to be in everyone's phone and computer, live time messaging you, tapping you on the shoulder, and they're going to have Alexa telling you that you shouldn't be listening to Alex Jones if it's on your TV. It actually says that if you're watching or doing something you shouldn't, they're going to give you messages. Not just on your phone. Now the damn computers are going to start talking to you with some weird, crazy meth head professor on the other end, broke into your computer under CIA law. They finally got me. I knew this was coming, but not this fast. I mean, if the public doesn't care, then screw it. God almighty. Sorry, I'm going back to scanners there for a minute. I mean, this is a normal response to waking up in something 10 times worse than 1984. Worse than the Black Mirror episode. Total global social score. Sandra Fairbanks, forget me upon it. You really punched my button last time because I didn't know this had happened to you. It happened to me like 5 years ago. Google has listed us not as news, and it's fake before Hillary ever used the term, where we don't get in Google feed. So I can interview Donald Trump, and everybody else gets it, but I don't get on the Google feed. So I've been going through this for a while, but to hear Gateway Pundit does such a great job, here you are, you go talk to Assange, you've got the exclusive, everybody else picks it up and steals your work, and then you don't get on the feed. There's also the theft of that. It's like you win the Indy 500, so they go, oh, Cassandra, sorry, you don't get to have a sponsor, have a race car, because you just won the race. And it doesn't even make me have sour grapes for myself. It's just such a cowardly authoritarianism where they went, Jones had 87 million viewers on election week, ban him. And everybody said, how are you taking it? And I said, well, not well, because they're about to do it to everybody else. I don't give a rat's ass about, I'm serious, because if it was just me, it wouldn't be my kid's future. You know, it would just be, oh, I'm so effective, they got me first. No, They got me because I'm flamboyant. They could take me out of context, and we were huge. But no, they did it because I guess it's kind of true what that Houston talk show host said. I'm one of the weakest to hurt. Not really. One of the more truthful they can misrepresent. But I was used as the poster boy for everybody else to get gang raped now. And then did you ever think, we're going to bring Amelia Weaver with you next segment, that when you went in there, Roger Stone never talked to WikiLeaks. There's one email back saying Assange won't talk to you because he didn't want to be political. I never talked to him. And did you know I've been investigated, Roger has, for being Russian agents, for talking to him when there's no proof he's even a Russian agent. So think about that chilling effect where you try to talk to this award-winning journalist, Julian Assange, you know, way bigger than Daniel Ellsberg ever was, and then you, oh, I guarantee you, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm sure you knew this when you went. You'll now be on the radar screen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I've been on the radar for a very long time. I am not going to let that deter me from going to see him, though. I mean, he's a hero, and I'm honored to know him. I'm honored to get to visit him, and if they want to come after me, then fine. But I'll raise hell.
Well, let's talk about that, though, because most men don't have that anymore. I'm not just kissing your ass if you're a woman. A lot of women, when things get really bad, have to act like men. When the men are gone, it said women start acting like men, which is good. That's a survival instinct. What's your line in the sand where you're not afraid anymore? And you do a lot of dogged, aggressive stuff. I mean, what made you get like that?
I just think that it's important. We need to be fighting this. I mean, the most important freedom and right that we have is the right to publish, the right to free speech, the right to independent thought, to read what we want to read, to be able to gather information from a wide variety of sources. The fact that they're trying to take this away and that they're going after Julian for doing what every newspaper should be doing is terrifying to me. I think it's more important than anything else that we're fighting right now. I mean, we can't even fight any other battles unless we win this one because we won't have any platform to do it. So I don't know. It's just so important to me, and it was so important to our founding fathers. I mean, Thomas Jefferson used to have fake news printed about him all the time, and he still came out one day and said, you know, the truth will always win. So let them print fake news, and the truth will prevail. And he said that he would rather have no government than no newspapers. And I think that's so important. I don't think that we can have any freedom without the freedom to publish and the freedom to read.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't know your whole background, but I've seen the great work you've done. But almost everyone I know now fighting tyranny used to be a classical liberal, and even were Democrats because they were anti-war and stuff, which I was anti-war for no reason. So I'm just guessing. I see a peace symbol behind you there in your office or wherever you're at. I mean, it sounds to me like you're not some right-winger. You're like a classic American that believes in freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I was always on the left up until I saw that we were no longer the party of free speech. Like, I always thought of the liberals and the classical liberals and Democrats as being, you know, pro-free speech, and then the Republicans wanting to shut down Marilyn Manson concerts and stuff when I was younger. And so that was always, I just identified as a Democrat because I thought that, you know, we cared about freedom and being anti-war. But now the Democrats are the party of war, Trump is anti-war, and the Republicans are the ones who are fighting for free speech. It's all flipped, and I'm with whoever is for free speech and against
unnecessary war. I'm for whoever's for freedom.
Yeah.
Wow, what a revolutionary thought. We'll be right back with Cassandra Fairbanks on some big questions from Millie Weaver.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams had his whole internet go down in his complex, so he's not doing the fourth hour. But, hey, just so happened Rob Dew had a point this morning to me when we got into work at like 9 o'clock. He goes, you know, Alex, he's one of our news directors for some of the shows. He goes, everybody's pointing out that Jim Acosta walked by this border in McAllen, Texas, and then admitted that there was no crime at that point right around that border fence. And so, okay, thanks for proving a fence works. Well, the reason the county, the city, the Border Patrol have asked for a full fence down there is the areas that don't have the fence is where you have some of the highest crime rate in the country. And we have the Border Patrol interviewed by us. We have all this coming up next hour, start of the hour. Big exclusive, not from the angle of trolling him saying, oh, thanks for admitting that border walls work, but pointing out that where they don't have the wall is where it's really, really bad. And the media keeps saying, none of these congressmen on the border want it. None of that's even true. Mexico's the most dangerous country in the world. Northern Mexico is the most dangerous area other than their Guatemalan border in the country. It's insane to say we wouldn't have a border wall. It, you know, it's like saying that I got rid of my Jeep because it has like a 2.5 rating. And even though I'm not a big foreign car owner, the only SUV that had like a 5-star rating was the, and it's a car for the nannies to drive the kids around in and when I drive around. So, I mean, I got a Toyota 4Runner because it's 5-star in almost all the safety tests because I really care about stuff. Now, is it racist that it has a double steel cage? That's a wall. So if some person runs a red light or I happen to be in a wreck, I'm not driving a Jeep with a 2.5% rating. And I'm not bashing all Jeeps. Not all like that. I didn't always drive the Jeep I had. We've got it out at the ranch. It's an old Jeep. The point is I got rid of the old Jeep and I got this. And it's got steel cage around it, and it's as safe as a $100,000 Mercedes. But it costs $40,000. Because, you know, I want my kids to have as much safety as possible. I'm not a cowardly person, but every day when my children drive off to go to school, or my wife's driving or whatever, and I'm just like, man, those little sweetsies. So I'm digressing here, and we've got Millie Weaver coming on to talk about immigration and everything. Cassandra Fairbanks of GatewayPundit.com, we salute you. You're at Cassandra Rules on Twitter, GatewayPundit.com. Other key points you'd like to add that I want Millie Weaver to pop in with any questions she's got.
We need to keep fighting for Julian. Everybody else who is facing any kind of persecution is able to make their case publicly, is able to defend themselves. Julian cannot do that right now, so we need to do it for him. That's all.
I agree. But I mean, I've known you off and on, met you 3 or 4 times. You're usually pretty dogged. You're almost breaking down in tears right now.
It really upsets me, and I feel kind of hopeless. Like, I don't know how to help, and the situation was so surreal and Orwellian, and I don't like the fact that somebody that I admire so much is living like this, and it feels really hopeless. Like, I don't know how to help, and it's frustrating.
Well, I'll tell you, last year, right before they banned us, we got 50,000 signatures for Assange, had them all mailed to the White House, and that seemed to whoever got them got pissed. That was part of our banning, but we were told, do not back Assange. Because, you know, you get the messages, and they, if there's anybody more hated than, say, Matt Drudge or Alex Jones or Donald Trump, it's Julian Assange. And, man, I just want to see that guy free after all he's been through. I would go crazy. It's almost 7 years, isn't it, in that embassy?
Yeah, 6.5.
Jeez.
It's pretty bad.
Well, you know, it's incredibly dangerous. Millie Weaver, I appreciate you popping back in. I want to get your take on the border. I know you've done a lot of research on that. And Pat Buchanan saying Trump does need to declare an emergency, obviously. But any questions for your fellow colleague and reporter here? I think you've been up in D.C. and we all had dinner together with Cassandra Fairbanks. You got any questions for her?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily have any questions, but, you know, I've got a comment. Why is it that Julian Assange hasn't been... I guess this is a rhetorical question. Why isn't it that Julian Assange hasn't been offered a deal to make a plea deal, essentially, in exchange for some of the information he has? And why is it that President Trump hasn't pardoned Julian Assange? We know that Chelsea Manning was pardoned, and he's out there telling the police, F the police, on National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So, I mean, he doesn't seem like somebody who really necessarily deserved a pardon, whereas Julian Assange definitely does seem like he deserves a pardon.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chelsea Manning is a complete whack job.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that it seems like the conservative base is frustrated with President Trump about. And, you know, pardoning Julian Assange is one of them. And the other one is the border wall situation. We all wanted him to declare a state of emergency down at the border, and he didn't. He has yet to do that. He was hoping to make a deal with the Democrats. But we all know why the Democrats are not going to make a deal with President Trump. It's because the Democrats are appealing to the cartels in Mexico because, get this, the deep state relies on the cartels for funding, and the deep state controls these Democrat puppet politicians.
You know, you're right. The corrupt parts of the CIA launder the drug money, and they don't like Trump trying to cut it off. Trump really wants to end all the drugs. by cutting them off. They just won't be here. It won't matter what you do. That's a really smart point, Millie. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Cassandra Fairbanks, thanks for coming on. We'll keep following your reportage. Great job of the Gateway Pundit. You've got a lot of courage to go in there because almost nobody else has a willing to go in there. And so, again, we really appreciate you, Cassandra.
All right. Thank you so much for having me and for covering WikiLeaks so often.
Oh, I appreciate you. No, thank you. Well, we do whatever we're told not to do. So that's kind of the psychology around here. But thank you, Cassandra. We're about to get back on the border here, Millie. But, I mean, I have to say, I admire Cassandra Fairbanks for having the to go in and interview Assange not once but twice now. Because, believe me, she went through a lot of harassment to do that. Which, again, now journalists are under suspicion if they talk to Assange.
Yeah, it's disturbing. It's creepy that he's being locked up in there like some kind of a criminal or some kind of an animal. He's not being given a right to even express himself politically. We should think about doing GoFundMes and some kind of campaigns.
They won't let me do a GoFundMe. He should announce he's a pedophile, and then they would let him out. If Julian Assange came out and said, I like raping little kids, they would let him out. Seriously.
Oh, speaking of GoFundMes, Pablo Escobar's brother put out a GoFundMe to raise $50 million to try to impeach President Trump. He goes on to brag in his GoFundMe that he's gotten people removed from power before and that, he's got the resources to do so. So why is Pablo Escobar so emboldened that he thinks he has the pull, the sway?
Wait a minute, I'm hearing a record scratch off or a car wreck sound here. They don't let InfoWars on GoFundMe. They don't let most conservatives. Who are they letting on there to try to impeach Trump?
Pablo Escobar's brother launched a GoFundMe page. It's all over the news.
Escobar, I missed that. Escobar's brother was admittedly involved with him, a mass murderer.
Yes, yes. His name is a.k.a. El Osoto, okay? And he is saying that he can get Trump impeached. All he needs is $50 million. That just goes to show when you're on the same political aisle, the same side of the political aisle as Pablo Escobar's brother, you might be standing on the
wrong
side.
Who, by the way, blew up over 400 buildings filled with men, women, and children.
So
I mean, this is like Tim McVeigh on 55 trillion gallons of PCP. So you're... I see the article now. I can't, Millie, it feels like we're in the Twilight Zone every hour now. It's like you see this stuff and you don't believe it. Like Nancy Pelosi saying MS-13 is good. They're good. They're good people. I'm not going to talk bad about them. They just torture children to death in satanic rituals. I mean, they're good.
Yeah, the Democrats and the drug cartel kingpins all want Trump impeached, and they all don't want the border wall. They all don't want border security. Gee, I can't imagine why. I can't imagine that it has to do with the mass amount of drug trafficking that goes into America.
You know what the good news is? You know what the good news is? As soon as Trump got in 2 years ago, do you know what happened to all the really hardcore known killers in MS-13, the Mexican Mafia, in Mexico and the U.S.? A large crop of them, because they were already all targeted, surf teams, kill teams went and wiped them all out. And that's why Pelosi's so pissed, because that money going, like, folks, we think Trump's losing. He's not. A bunch of stuff's been done you don't know about, but now you do. And I'm not for extrajudicial killing, but MS-13, that's all they do. And the word is, I heard is, man, there's been a lot of acid baths. I mean, thousands and thousands of dudes that raped and killed kids.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stress is